Welcome back. You're listening to Positive Choice Talk Radio on your alternative talk station, KKNW 1150 AM. This is your host up until the 3 o'clock hour, Raven. And with us today, we have a rare treat with us. We have Deborah Locamp, the owner of Sanfacia, Seattle's first energy rejuvenation spa.
And Scalar Wave Energy Rejuvenation Spa.
And she is with us today, and we also have a very special guest on the line as well. We have Dr. Roger Valentine, who's had a lot of experience with the Scalar Wave Rejuvenation, and he is going to share about this Regenesis. So first of all, let's kind of recap the last show. We're on a different day with you, Deborah, so let's kind of recap the last show and let everyone know, maybe some of our new listeners out there, what is Scalar Energy?
Well, to recap, scalar energy really is one of the most natural forms of energy that is found on the earth today. In its very basic organic form, it emits from the earth. And yet, at the same time, you can actually generate scalar fields. The unique thing about scalar energy, though, is that it's a healing energy. And it can implant itself on solid objects, especially on organic objects like living beings like humans, plants, animals. And we're going to talk a little bit about this with Roger about the experiences he has with this. But because of the way it affects the cells in living organisms, we're witnessing some really outstanding changes in clients that come to us. So this technology now is being featured here in Seattle and as well as in Santa Monica at Regenesis, where Dr. Valentine has his system set up.
Okay. What type of client would come to you? I mean, why would I think to come to you for this sort of rejuvenation?
Well, rejuvenation means just what it says. It rejuvenates you on a cellular level. Most people that come to us within the first 5 minutes experience deep relaxation. And, of course, when you get to a deep state of relaxation, any healing is possible. And we're seeing some unusual effects happening to people with serious chronic illnesses, people who have been in the hospitals in and out their whole life, as well as diabetics, arthritic patients, all experience some outstanding results from sitting in there for about 2 hours is the basic time that they sit in this system.
Okay. Now, is this harmful in any way?
No, not at all. It's completely natural. It's as old as the universe itself. It's all about embedding healing frequencies as opposed to harmful frequencies.
Now, if I was going to come and have one of these sessions, what would it feel like? What would I be lying or sitting, or what sort of sensations would I feel?
Well, I know Dr. Valentine has these, but what we have is zero gravity chairs in the middle of a room. And we just have the clients come in and sit down. Almost within the first 5 minutes, as I said before, they experience deep relaxation. And then they zone out. They're either sleeping for 2 hours or they get all rested and feel wonderful. And we've had 100% returns on everybody who has experienced the scalar system.
That's amazing. Now, Roger, what kind of experiences are you witnessing with the scalar system Regenesis?
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Perfect. I have a little trouble hearing Deb on the other end.
Okay.
I don't know if Eric can fix that or not.
Okay, we'll see if he can fix that for us.
I am a veterinarian, so I've had different experiences than most because we put animal patients in there as well as their owners.
Oh, wow. Animals can do this as well.
Oh, yeah. That's a big part of it for our practice.
Wonderful.
Now, and animals are so grounded with the energy, they're well aware of it, and they'll often come into the room and immediately circle a number of times. A dog or a cat will circle the room maybe for 5 or 7 minutes or longer before they'll settle, and usually they'll settle right into the center of the field, which is probably its strongest point, as each computer is focused to the center and then broadcasts synergize a larger field that goes outward.
Okay, now why would I bring a pet in? Is this a pet that maybe is older or is having some problems? Or what sort of things can you do for pets with this?
It doesn't have to be older. One of the most remarkable things we discovered was if you bring an animal in that has seizure disorders, epilepsy form, then you may see total resolution in just one or two visits.
Wow. That is amazing.
We had the occasion of a young cat, maybe a year old, starting to develop seizures and epilepsy from unknown cause. I had treated for some allergies, but that did help. But then within 3 or 4 days, they called and said, well, the kitten's having a seizure now every 5 or 7 minutes, and it only lasts 10 or 15 seconds, but there's a tremor. So I had them bring the cat in that day, and we put her in there for 2 hours, and she came out a totally different cat. It affects the brain and nervous system most of all because that's the most active tissue. And scalar waves do balance the nervous tissue the fastest, but it normalizes the nervous system so that things work more naturally and more back to norm.
Okay. And Dr. Valentine, what are some of the other benefits for the human counterparts, maybe not just the pets, but for coming in and sitting in the...
Sure. What we've seen is some people come in and they'll report, as far as I heard you ask about beneficial or any non-beneficial side effects. Sometimes people will experience a bit of a detox even after 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You may get a scratchy throat or a cough or a headache or something or a stomach thing, and that usually passes within a few minutes. But it's an indication that they're going through a very major detox for the body, and that's one of the biggest things that it does. Because it normalizes the cell membrane so that the cells can actually respire or breathe better, if you will, with the respect to the exchange of intake of nutrients and also the natural outflow of waste products that the cell produces in its task of making proteins and enzymes, some of those things it needs to get rid of and put back out in circulation. Really, what we've seen for many patients that come in humans is a relief of a lot of pain issues and more flexibility. We've seen people come in with severe back injuries from 15, 20 years ago where their range of motion has been quite limited, and within an hour or two they're able to bend over and touch their toes in the system.
Now, how is that possible? That just sounds like a miracle to me.
Well, the reason it works is because it does normalize that nerve muscle tissue so that the nerves function more naturally. And
okay.
Those really rapid effects have to be in the nervous system and the muscle, not in the bone.
Okay. Now, who would you recommend this for? I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people that could benefit from this, but what types of illnesses and things would you recommend people come in and try this?
Just about anything you can imagine. People get a lift from their depression when they come into Regenesis and scalar wave energy. They also have aspects of their... I really prefer that they come in, spend a half hour to an hour in there, and then I get to work with them on their allergies because it opens up the nervous system and their energy so that we can really do a lot deeper work. Anything done within the field or soon afterwards on a human patient or an animal patient is much enhanced as far as the effects. So if you get a massage or do acupuncture or anything else, you'll see terrific enhancement of that work.
Okay, so it just kind of boosts everything.
Right.
Now, where are you located?
The system we have is here in Santa Monica, California.
Okay.
Adjacent to our office, and people come in both with their animals and or for themselves. We run seminars twice a month to introduce the information to people and the experience, and then they come back after that. And as Deb said, we have a lot of people want to come back and return because once they get started with this technology and this energy field, it feels really good to them. And one of the big things is scalar waves just feel good. That's why people go to Sedona so much. I was just there last week, and the energy that emanates from the vortices around Sedona is very similar, if not exactly the same, as scalar wave.
We'll let listeners know about that. Now, something else that I'm wondering, what about people that, and either one of you can answer this for me, what about, you know, we're coming into cold and flu season where people's immune systems are taxed, and is this something that can help with immune systems and kind of boost up our health and kind of do something that is proactive instead of reactive?
That's very much part of what scalar waves can do. That was seen... Marcel Victor Vega is an oncologist and physician in Miami, Florida area that started with this early on a few years ago. He found terrific improvements. And one of the things and one of the modalities that Victor used is a wet cell blood prep, a live cell prep that many naturopaths use, where where we can take a drop of blood, put it fresh on a slide, and look at it through a special scope,
mm-hmm.
the active white blood cells and red cells. And he saw, within 20 or 30 minutes of scalar wave time, really marvelous effects on the blood and much improvement. So that's the first place you'll see those effects, and that's a big part of the immune system.
So even if you're not, I mean, you're feeling relatively healthy, this is something that you can kind of come in and do just to keep yourself on track and boost the immune system so maybe you don't have some of the more serious health issues.
Absolutely. It'll improve the whole body energy as well as all the cellular energy. And if you take and improve all the cellular energy of the body, you're going to get a much improved whole body. One of the things we had here for a while was an Itronic computer. It would measure acupuncture meridian resistance and bring it up on a graph with a bar graph of each meridian paired. When a few of us, four or five of us, did a study here where we'd come in, take those measurements, run the graph, go into scalar wave for 30 minutes to an hour, come back and recheck. And all of us would have shifts in our energy levels with the acupuncture meridians. One weekend, I was able to spend 12 hours in scalar wave energy, one for four at a seminar, and then I spent the night in our system. And the next Tuesday, when we ran these tests, without anything, all my acupuncture levels were up above normal or the high end of normal range. And that stayed that way for about 3 weeks. That speaks to the signature that's left by scalar waves and how long it can stay in the body. The only reason it declines in the biological system is because of the stresses of our environment and other things.
Well, with that, we need to take a break, but we're definitely interested in coming back and talking more about the scalar wave regeneration system. We are speaking with Dr. Valentine, and we are also speaking with Deborah Locamp, who is up here in Seattle. Please do stay tuned. You're listening to Positive Choice Talk Radio on your alternative talk station, KKNW, 1150 AM. Welcome back. You're listening to Positive Choice Talk Radio on your alternative talk station, KKNW, 1150 AM. This is your host up until the 3 o'clock hour. This is Raven. I'm in the studio here with my partner in crime, Eric Ryder, who's making sure everything stays on track here as he's unplugging and replugging things here. And he's the one that keeps us on track, and we have two wonderful guests with us today. We have Deborah Locamp, who is the owner of San Facia, Seattle's first scalar energy rejuvenation spa, and we also are fortunate enough to have with us Dr. Roger Valentine. If you would like more information about Dr. Valentine's spot down in Santa Monica, he also gives, if you would like to get more information about Deborah Locamp or visit the San Facia location here in the Seattle area to experience the scalar energy rejuvenation for yourself, you can visit that one at www.sanfacia.com, and that's SANPHISEA.com, or you can call 206-243-6475 locally or toll free 1-877-933-5874. Welcome back to both of you. My question is, here I was thinking about this on the break, is you say that this stays in the system for, up to 2 or 3 weeks, and then it slowly deteriorates due to the stress and stuff in our environment. How often should we have this done?
If you're asking me that question, I prefer to see people come in, or for myself, at least once a week, once you get fully charged, as I put it.
I agree.
Now, if you charge a product, cosmetic, a water, a wine, or champagne, which does improve the smoothness of those items, that'll stay for a very long time because they don't have the stresses a living biological system has.
Okay, now you're talking about charging water and
wine
and wine and stuff like this. Now let's talk about this. Now, that's a whole new thing here. Why would you do that?
Well, you can take a very inexpensive bottle of wine, put it in, and it'll smooth out the palatability of the wine. It breaks down, it improves the wetness of the wine, so to speak, so that it doesn't have a bite to it.
That is amazing.
Yeah,
but also, drinking scalar wave charged fluids and water, for instance, is a real benefit.
Okay, and how does
that
benefit?
That charge gets transferred from the inanimate object or the water or wine you're drinking to the body.
Wow. Okay. So
what it does is it increases the transmembrane potential of every single cell. You're able to soak in all these nutrients, and as they were intended to be soaken into your body,
yeah.
It takes off anything, any blockage. So the potential there for true, you know, cellular feeding is there.
Okay, that is amazing. So do you have people that bring in water or wine?
Actually,
I
have people bring in 5 or 6 grocery bags full of herbal supplements, water, noni juice, aloe juice. They bring in their wine. I've had one gal bring in 2 cases of wine from Costco because she wanted it scalar charged. I mean, once they realize the efficacy of the technology, they utilize it for the whole time they're in here.
One of the things we've done is we've kind of designed the water that is charged on scalar waves, and we provide that as an item people can purchase already done through our office.
Wonderful. That is just amazing.
I want to talk a little bit, if I can, Raven, about why we call our system Regenesis.
Okay.
That term isn't defined in the dictionaries very well, but to us what that comes to mean from scalar wave impact, it's the regeneration of the normal body homeostatic balance at every level from the cell up.
Okay.
So that it enhances the system by improving all the cellular energy. And Deb said earlier about the transmembrane potential. That membrane, the cell membrane, is what allows the scalar waves to really charge the body because that's where the electromagnetic field is, and that's where the scalar waves work, is paralleling an electromagnetic field.
Okay.
That, incidentally, is Alexander Graham Bell probably put scalar waves around the world because every phone signal has a parallel scalar wave that goes with it, and that's why you can sense from a parent or a loved one that something's a little off, even though they don't say anything. That's how psychics and other healers work on the telephone, because that scalar wave actually carries that frequency that allows that transfer.
Interesting. Very interesting. I have a question here for either one of you to answer. What about the more serious sort of ailments that have to do with your cells, like such as cancer? What can scalar waves do for someone suffering from something like that?
Well, if you look at cancer, they're almost without exception low-voltage cells. And in my last show, I talked about how optimal levels of cellular energy should be 70 to 90 millivolts at its healthiest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cancer is usually like in the 15 to 20 millivolt range. And experience and studies have shown that if you can bring that cell voltage up to the optimal 70 to 90 millivolt range, that these cells tend to become normal, or they tend to normalize again. So right there, the implications for treating cancer are really profound, really, when you think about it. I don't know what else, Roger?
Have either of you treated cancer patients?
I've got 4 of them coming in, various different cancers, and they're doing very, very well. Again, maybe, I don't know if Roger has treated any that he can give the
clinic. We have, as a matter of fact, and particularly in animals, that works very well and faster than it does in people many times. So we've had some very good, big benefits to animals with tumors, and sometimes we see very good resolution or at least improvement in things considerably. And also, Deb's exactly right. By raising the whole body energy level, you're in a much better position for the body to do a better job of protecting itself against tumors as well. So people that come in before they have a tumor are less likely to develop them from the standpoint of increased body energy and increased immune system and everything else that goes along with that.
Okay, so again, as always in health, it's always better to be proactive than reactive. So this is something that you're saying, like a once-a-week visit to come in. And if you're just coming in for kind of after you've been charged and you're healthy, how long of a visit is that?
I would guess, and it varies. I use a lot of muscle response testing. So if we're working with somebody that's pretty sensitive, we'll actually muscle test to see what their optimal benefit would be. But on average, I'd say 1.5 to 2 hours is a great amount of time. Beyond that, some people may experience some detox they might not be as comfortable with. But we recommend a steam bath or a salt bath, things like that, to follow up to assist in getting rid of some of those toxins that the cells dump out during their period of time there.
Okay. And another question is, what about different age groups? I mean, can you bring children in? We talk about animals. Is this safe to use for, you know, small children that may have illnesses?
We've had pregnant moms and neonates come in, and the kids really show that you can really tell they're affected by the energy. They can either sleep a lot, or they'll just be brighter and more energetic.
And I have to tell you, my children all homeschooled. My 11, 13-year-old and 15-year-old used to do their studies in an hour, and now because of the increased energy and the balancing of the two hemispheres of the brain, it just seems like they're quick as whips anymore, and they do it all in 15 minutes now, and I got to find them more things to do. I tell you, children respond so wonderfully quickly to this technology.
That's a good piece of information, Deb. I don't know if that's been recognized using this system before, but that's a great aspect, and you're exactly right about those increased energy function. They're just faster than they used to be with their nervous system.
Exactly.
Now, talking about working with the hemispheres of the brain, how does this work for people maybe that have issues with the brain, something perhaps like Alzheimer's or, depression or things like that? How does this work with that?
Very well. The depression aspect we see pretty quickly. Within 6 or 8 hours of exposure, we've had people report major shifts and uplifts in their emotional conditions and such, where they're just no longer depressed.
Okay.
One of the biggest effects we saw was with Elizabeth, who was suffered with pretty severe Parkinson's disease. She was unable to walk more than 50 feet and couldn't sit up to feed herself for more than 10 minutes. And after probably a total of 8 to 10 hours, she showed up here in my office, and I said, Elizabeth, how'd you get here? And she said, I took the bus. So,
wow.
And then she was able to sit up for an hour and a half to feed herself and even walk a good half mile. So
wonderful.
We saw tremendous improvement, and that's a direct effect on the disease that has really not had much benefit anywhere else.
Okay. Now, just for our listeners out there, I'm going to give out the information again. Now, on both of your websites, does this give lots of information about the scalar energy system? And up here in the Seattle area, you can go see Deborah Locamp, who is the owner of San Facia, and this is Seattle's first scalar energy rejuvenation spa. It's located in SeaTac area at 3315 South 188th, and again, that's in SeaTac. And the phone number locally is 206-243-6475, or if you would like to call her toll-free, you can call her toll-free at 1-877-933-5874, and you can visit her on the web at www.sanfacia.com, and that's SanFacia.com. Well, thank you so much, Roger, and thank you so much, Deborah. This has been an amazing show, and the information is incredible. I'm very excited. I can't wait to go home and do a little more research. So thank you to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Raven.
You bet. And you've been listening to Positive Choice Talk Radio on your alternative talk station, KKNW 1150 AM. Do stay tuned.